welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. We're continuing on ministering on the subject of emotions. That's something I know we can all relate to. Even the most stoic of us have emotions, and that's how God has created us. They're not bad. But let me share, as we begin the broadcast, a word of scripture found in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. And as I shared, I believe it was yesterday's broadcast, that in the King James, the word emotions isn't used, but in place of it, and it describes the same function of our person, is affections. And so what the apostle is talking about here are our emotions. And it is so important, beloved, that you and I are not tossed to and fro by emotions that we sometimes think we have no control over. And beloved, we may not have control over the initial response. We might feel hurt, we might feel angry, but what we do with them is not only important, but God gives us the necessary tools to be able to respond and be Christ-like in all of our ways. That's why He has given us the precious Holy Spirit. He's given us the Word of God, that we're not tossed to and fro. We're not at the whim of the devil or someone being used to the devil. We're not thrown into a tailspin, but and that's the hallmark of maturity, where you're not up one day and down the next. That doesn't mean that trials, battles won't come, but you have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. His atonement was complete. So we've been talking about affections, that the Word says we're to set our affections on things above. And as I shared as we neared the end of yesterday's broadcast, that doesn't mean that you can't have the things of this earth. God wants to bless His children. He does want us happy. But He sees, even more importantly than that, that we are conformed to Jesus. Because, you know, after all, that's the Holy Spirit's job, you know. We're going to be together for the endless eons of eternity. So we better all be on the same page. And that means that heaven is a place of perfect beauty and harmony. There's no one having, you know, temper tantrums or having fits there. It's a place of absolute beauty where every tear will be wiped away. What a glorious future we have for those of us who've accepted Jesus. And if you don't, if you're not walking where you should be today in Christ, or if you haven't accepted Jesus, beloved, it's a simple matter of asking Him to come into your heart and life. The first prayer I ever prayed, I didn't know, how do you pray the sinner's prayer? I just said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And He proceeded to do that. He took me up on that challenge. And He became very much involved in my life in a very personal way. And He transformed my life. And He'll do that for you. So just seek the Lord. In fact, let's do it right now. If you don't know the Lord, Father, I come to You, and Lord, there's a lot I don't understand. I'm not sure of a lot of things, but Lord, if Your Bible, which preachers say is true, Lord, I just ask that You will change my life, make me a new creature. I repent of my sins. I turn from the ways of iniquity and from my own way, and I seek to do your will. Lord, open up my mind, my soul, heal my soul, and lead me in the way everlasting. In the name of Jesus, I claim you as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're backslid, the Lord, look at the prodigal son. He never lets go. He will not release you. His love will pursue you. And in many cases, he can make us so miserable that we just have to turn to him and receive the sweetness of his comfort and pardon. Praise God. So we are to set our affections on things above. If we will pursue heaven, we can have heaven on earth. I know God has been moving in wonderful ways personally in my life. It's been just such a blessing these last several months. I feel like I'm really growing in the things of God in a way I never have before. It's possible, beloved, we can walk with the Lord for decades, but sometimes we seem to plateau. We don't really, you know, we're not really excited in our Christian walk. Things aren't, quote, happening. So, beloved, if we will make a determination, our commitment to keep our thoughts and our emotions on things above, first of all, it'll raise the level of the way your emotions act. The only way to focus on something better is, you know, than when you're currently at. If you're not in a good place, if you're negative, you know, if you look at the circumstances, that may trigger emotions that may be good or bad. Let's face that, we all have situations in our lives which are less than ideal. But that's why we have to spend time reading the Bible. As we do, there's something that happens. It lifts our emotions off the circumstances. Our faith begins to be kindled and we look above. Your emotional state has improved. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, I do that, but I have so many problems. Well, what you can do is find scriptures that will speak to you currently. Look at them more than once a day. If you want, put them down on 3x5 cards to remind yourself, to declare God's promises in your life. You know, we couldn't afford to respond emotionally like we always have. God has to help us, and he will help us to set our affections on things above and not on people around us or circumstances. You might have to do it every 5 minutes, but you are learning to take care of your emotions by feeding them on the right things. Let me share with you Romans 1:26, and that will reinforce why it's important to reinforce your emotions. Romans 1:26 says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." What's the dynamic that's going on here? Well, it talks about vile affections. Where did that all start? Not taking control of one's emotional life, their emotional life, those who are fallen away and are not desiring to serve God. If you don't control your emotions, think about this. There are those who will control you because they manipulate you. They know you'll react that way before they ever say what they say. This is where we live, bottom line. We've been puppets tied to emotional strings. Never knows how to pull your string and, you know, unfailingly you react unless you make a determined effort to say no more, no longer. Some of us have done it for so long, we almost think it's normal. And beloved, this is the success of advertising strategy. They know how to deal with people's emotions, with the lust of the eyes. You know, you might be fasting and you're watching the news and there's, you know, a Sizzler commercial or something with, you know, lobster dripping with butter or, you know, some tantalizing thing. Well, what are they doing? They're using your eyes, they're using your emotions to get you to buy or to go wherever they want you to go or to buy whatever they want you to buy. And so advertising, the world understands this. And beloved, we have to just get in a place where we're going to allow the Lord to transform us. We're renewed by the renewal. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Let me share with you 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 13. "Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all." What is that scripture talking about? Our emotions can be used in a positive way. In that verse I just shared, Titus was emotionally connected with the Corinthian church. Perhaps it had to do with his pastoral calling. Some pastors are not connected with their congregation. You know, it's their job. They're going through the motions. But in the fifth chapter of Galatians, when it talks about, it addresses our emotions, it gives reasons why most people don't deal with their emotions, because you have to know yourself. What does Galatians 5:24 say? Those who are Christ's, obviously, it has to be talking about you and me if we've accepted Jesus. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and desires. Crucified, beloved, that's painful. People don't want to talk about things because of the pain of dealing with them. Emotions don't die easily. You've probably known people, or maybe it's even been true in your life, things that happened decades ago, you still can feel the emotional heat, the pain of what occurred, and they're still alive in you, buried deeply nonetheless, but they're there. And so if emotions don't die easily, you know, it's not an immediate death to a harmful emotion. Haven't you found it keeps rising up? It wants to resurrect? Well, we need to slay that emotional giant one more time. And that's why people don't go there. They go along for a while, but then they check out because it's simply too painful or too radical. Sometimes it's best to learn to do it in stages. We don't have to have it happen all at once. How will you change? Look to the Word of God on anything, including your emotions. What does 3 John 2 say? It is His will for our soul to prosper, be in health, even as our soul prospers. The truth is in you. Truth and a prosperous soul are connected when the Word has its way in your mind and in your will and in your emotions. Well, there's just so much to share, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. From time to time, I share testimonies of how people are blessed and ministered to by the Ministry of Correspondence. It's a joy. I love making broadcasts, and I love answering the mail. God has a personal word for you if you'll respond. Note down that address. God bless you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,